Never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I hope.
Time for your Wolf News Update on KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 7th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Santa Rosa police are investigating the death of a mother and her 10-year-old son found inside of an apartment on Summerfield Road yesterday morning. There is no indication of foul play. An autopsy will be performed on each later this week, and their names have not been released. Police said there is no threat to public safety. 37-year-old Santa Rosa resident Cameron Glover was arrested Tuesday for the illegal possession of firearms as a condition of his release from an arrest back in February. Santa Rosa police detectives learned that he had a storage unit on Sonoma Highway, potentially filled with guns. Upon searching it, they found an AR-15-style rifle, two hunting rifles, a 12-gauge shotgun, gun parts, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. He was taken into custody and booked into the Sonoma County Jail. The Roseland Public Schools Board may be cutting up to 14 staff positions at its meeting on Wednesday night, according to the agenda. 8 full-time positions and 6 classified positions will be considered in 2 resolutions. The cuts are tied to expiring COVID-19 relief funds and declining enrollment. We are not expecting another update on voting totals until tomorrow from the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters. Diva Marie Proto said a large number, some 70,000 ballots, came in Wednesday and still need to be counted. In sports, the Warriors beat the Bucks 125-90 last night. They'll take on the Bulls at home later on tonight. And your forecast after a cool start, mostly sunny and mild, with low to mid-60s, Santa Rosa at 65. Tonight, mainly clear and cool with 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and nice with more mid-60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Bavarian Tuning is your best local option for premium BMW and Mini service and maintenance. Your car requires unique care, and Billy Marr's Bavarian Tuning team knows these cars from bumper to bumper. Just ask Mary, one of our clients.
The Bavarian Tuning team has been taking care of my Mini for 5 years now, and they keep it in peak condition.
Bavarian Tuning, providing expert BMW and Mini repair services. 112 Commercial Court in Santa Rosa.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. But we're celebrating the best way we know how, with our biggest sale ever. From now till March 18th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's the Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, Bay Area Flooring Authority.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
102.7 The Wolf.
A little after 7 o'clock, I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels, kicking off another hour of America's greatest hits. Good stuff coming up from Madonna, Duran Duran, Kiss is in the mix, as well as Whitney Houston, some Don Henley in there, Neil Diamond, Wham, and Eddie Money, and we're going to rewind the year 1976 as well, all coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
There's a hole in the roof, my possessions are cold.
Time for another update on the roadways. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Taking a look at that southbound 101 commute if you're heading for Marin County. Good morning. Traffic is sponsored by Audible. It is now a 38-minute drive from Petaluma on southbound 101 down towards central San Rafael. You're looking at a 10-minute delay with a stop and go between the county line and Oldham Poly Park, and then again it bogs down briefly in Novato. In the Eldridge area, Arnold Drive north of Madrone Road, watch out as crews are cleaning up a wreck there involving an overturned car. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception. Bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. You find everything you love all in one place. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain.
101.7 The Wolf.
The Wolf rewinds 1976.
Something new and revolutionary in Northern California. Selling gas by the liter. A mysterious disease claims 29 lives at an American Legion convention in Philadelphia. In Sonoma County, White House Department Store is having a big sale on men's 100% polyester leisure suits. Normally $50, only $29.98 while they last. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf rewinds 1976.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 7th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There has been a quick about-face from St. Vincent de Paul High School in Petaluma. It now says it is not closing on May 1st. Instead, that was a procedural move in anticipation of transitioning from a parish-run school to an independently-run school. The notice that up to 68 employees may be laid off is part of the process, as a change in potential ownership requires it. The school will finish out the year as planned, with the possibility of an independent group of parents, benefactors, and supporters taking over next year. The Santa Rosa JC instructor who brought a gun onto campus back on November 20th was convicted yesterday and will be sentenced on April 18th. 74-year-old Michael Kenneth Bayrees agreed to a plea deal to charges of two counts of having a gun on campus and one count each of having a gun without being the registered owner, having a concealed loaded weapon in a vehicle, and carrying a loaded gun in a public place. He faces up to 2 years of probation plus 180 days in custody. Three of the four sheriff's deputies who were injured during the car chase and shootout with 53-year-old Jose Luis Villasensor Cervantes are now at home recuperating. One suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. Two had injuries to their hands. The fourth suffered a severe head injury and remains hospitalized but is showing signs of improvement. In sports, it was a historic outing for Cardinal Newman girls softball pitcher Kelly Howard on Tuesday as she set a school record with 18 strikeouts and a complete game victory over Novato. And your forecast, today mostly sunny and mild, low to mid-60s, Santa Rosa at 65. Tonight pretty clear and cool with 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with more mid-60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at